Greetings, Easter pilgrims. This is Pastor Bob, and we're coming to you tonight in the darkness to signify the end of Lent and the beginning of Easter. That's the space we're in right now. This is our Easter vigil, the final day of Lent. So we'll have a scripture reading from the Gospel of Mark, some comments from Mary Alice Mulligan, and a prayer at the end. We have our monks, of course, with us as usual for these holy days. Our surf and sea candle and that's our three ginger tea with a little milk. Whoa, let us open our Bibles, and as we open our Bibles, let us open our hearts to invite God to come straight into us and use the Holy Spirit to teach us the lesson that God has for us in God's Word, to help us hear what that lesson, that word might be, and to understand what it means for us in our own life. For each and every one of us, that's something different. But for each and every one of us, it's exactly what we need to hear. Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. Mark 16, 1 through 8. The next evening, when the Sabbath ended, Mary Magdalene and Salome and Mary, the mother of James, went out and purchased burial spices to put on Jesus' body. Very early on Sunday morning, just at sunrise, they came to the tomb. On the way, they were discussing who would roll the stone away from the entrance to the tomb. But when they arrived, they looked up and saw that the stone, a very large one, had already been rolled aside. So they entered the tomb. And there, on the right, sat a young man clothed in a white robe. The women were startled, but the angel said, "Do not be so surprised. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He isn't here. He has been raised from the dead. Look, this is where they laid his body. Now go and give this message to his disciples, including Peter. Jesus is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there, just as he told you before he died." The women fled from the tomb, trembling and bewildered, saying nothing to anyone because they were too frightened to talk. Comments from our host for this Lenten Daily Devotion series, Mary Alice Mulligan, in her devotional Go to Jerusalem. Here's her comments about what we just experienced in word. The Easter vigil often begins in darkness, outside, where a fire is kindled. The leader proclaims that this night, the crucified one crossed from death to life. The lighted Christ candle then moves the congregation inside. The service proceeds in relative darkness, as Hebrew scriptures trace the story of humankind, God choosing Abraham's line, the Hebrew people's release from enslavement, and the prophetic promises of wholeness and salvation in God's realm for all. Then, following the renewal of baptismal commitments, the sanctuary explodes with lights. Drapings are removed from the altar. Easter lilies are uncovered, so their aroma permeates the space. Music begins at full volume, and the proclamation is boldly made. Alleluia! Christ is risen. This glorious service makes clear that death cannot have the last word. God's life is always victorious. Reading Mark's account of Easter may seem anticlimactic, since the women respond with shocked silence. But this passage, which scholars tell us is the gospel's original ending, strikes home. Those women knew Jesus was dead. They stayed at the cross, probably making eye contact with the suffering Savior until his eyes closed for the last time. They knew the stone had sealed in a cold, lifeless body. So, an amazed and terrified response to the announcement of Jesus' resurrection makes perfect sense. No wonder they fled and told no one. But, of course, their silence was not permanent. The great good news exploded across the Roman Empire. The crucified one is alive. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us pray. All praise to you, resurrected Lord. Alleluia. Amen. Thank you.